Thanks for checking us out. You're listening to Talent Farm 24/7 Formats. How's it going? I'm Jennifer Wild. A man in Iowa had a very strange reason for leading police on a high-speed chase. I'll tell you what his excuse was later on this hour. We'll talk about the things we do in the shower besides washing. And ADT can help you figure out who stole your lunch and tech this out. You're listening to Talent Farm 24/7 Formats. I'm Jennifer Wild, and we are playing the music that picks you up and makes you feel good. Your station call letters and slogan would go right here. Don't stop believing. You're listening to our Talent Farm 24/7 Formats. ADT has created an alarm that'll help you catch fridge thieves in the office. I'll explain how it works in a few. Cold enough to chill my bones. Thanks for listening to Talent Farm 24/7 Formats. Check this out. It's been called the number one cause of angst in the office. Fridge theft. You know, there's nothing worse than walking to the fridge starving and realizing your lunch was stolen by somebody. One of your own coworkers. It's such an invasion, but you have no idea who did it, so you can't confront them. But security company ADT has created something pretty cool that could keep your colleagues' mitts off your food. Or at least tell on them. It's a tiny portable alarm that you can stick on your lunch bag or your carton of coffee creamer. And then when somebody gets within 19 inches of your item, it'll take a picture of them and send it to your phone, letting you know that your food could be at risk. Then you can hightail it to the break room and see that sales guy walking away from the fridge with your turkey and cheese. What you do after that's up to you. But I've been so hungry at work that it turned to straight up hangry. And if I caught somebody stealing my food, I would throw down with a full-grown man over a sandwich and some baby carrots.
There's absolutely... Today's best music.
Today's best music, right here, right now. Do you get your best ideas in the shower or perform your best concerts? I'll tell you the top things people are doing besides getting clean in the shower. Next.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head.
I'ma tell you to run.
Put your call letters right here with Talent Farm 24/7 Formats. And me, Jennifer Wild. What are you doing in the shower besides washing? According to a national survey, 64% of us also use that time to daydream. 43% of Americans are practicing our singing. 34% talk to ourselves in the shower. 11% dance, carefully, while showering, and 3% of people say they wash their pet while they're washing themselves. You know, I will admit I've done all of these at one point or another, but singing is definitely my number one. The acoustics are just too good to waste. But you know, half the time I'm singing and dancing on one leg while I shave the other. I'm a multitasker. I've got some serious Cirque du Soleil routines going on in my shower. Thanks for listening to Talent Farm 24/7 Formats. A man in Iowa led police on a high-speed chase for a reason they'd never heard before. Why he says he did it, coming up.
I dive into frozen waves where the past comes back to life.
Talent Farm 24/7 Formats, the music that picks you up and makes you feel good. Your station call letters and slogan would go right here. An Iowa State trooper attempting to pull over a sedan with expired tags said he thought it was just going to be a routine stop at 7:30 in the morning. But the driver refused to pull over, and instead he sped up, leading a high-speed chase that was soon joined by other troopers, one of whom performed a pit maneuver, finally getting the vehicle to stop. Now, the driver peacefully surrendered at that point and told officers he wanted them to chase him because it was on his bucket list. While Sergeant Scott Bright said he'd never heard that excuse in 28 years, he was about as impressed as Rihanna would have been hearing she was on that guy's bucket list. The man was taken to jail and booked for a variety of charges, including OWI, speeding, operating without registration, and eluding. Maybe he should stick with less reckless bucket list items in the future, like writing a novel. He's already got the opening scene written, and novels can be written while you're behind bars.
Need a new...
I'm on
only one.